This week I'm featuring the VJ Day memories of an Orba resident. Although the war in Europe was over, the Japanese were still fighting, mainly the Americans in the Pacific. America was gaining the advantage and had approached the Emperor of Japan with the chance of the Japanese surrendering. This was rejected as the Japanese culture considered the act of surrendering was an act of cowardice. The Japanese were ferocious fighters, and any enemy soldier who was captured was either executed or badly treated. There seemed to be no chance of a quick victory for the Americans, who were losing a large number of troops. They were nevertheless gradually clearing the Japanese from the various islands. Their main concern was that to claim a victory, they would need to capture the mainland. The war continued for several more months, and when the chance of surrendering was again refused, the Americans decided to use their secret weapon. Two aircraft headed for Japan and dropped their bomb, one on Hiroshima and the other one on Nagasaki. They were the first atomic bombs ever to be used and completely obliterated the two cities together with the population. It was a horrific act, justified by the fact that it would end the war and save thousands of lives in the long term. The emperor finally agreed to surrender as he realized that if more bombs were dropped, he faced the situation that his whole country could be destroyed. For some months, the Japanese continued to fight in some of the more remote islands as the message of surrender hadn't reached them. Finally, VJ Day, Victory in Japan, was celebrated in America. The world was now at peace, but at what cost?